Chapter 25. Leaving Reed to clean up the mess of getting the dropships aboard, I called Smythe and Sims to my office. Sims and I got there just after Smythe did. I pressed the button to close the door as I was dropping into my chair.
All right, Skippy. Can you repeat that, please?
The elders tried to kill me. For some reason, he was speaking in a Shatner-esque cadence. We're gonna need a little more detail on that, I told him, as Sims's mouth silently gasped, holy shit. The elders targeted you specifically?
Yes, they know about me. Somehow they know I am responsible for the, current situation in the galaxy.
Damn it. Right then, I couldn't think of anything else to say. Sims stayed on point.
How do they know?
They didn't feel a need to share that information with me, Skippy said with bitter sarcasm, but at least he didn't call her dum-dum or knucklehead.
Bloody hell, Smythe breathed. At least one of your peers is active out there. I looked at him, so he added, the most likely way for them to know about it is another Elder AI contacted them.
True, Skippy shrugged.
I groaned because Smythe was right. And if Trips didn't do it, then there is another AI active. One that didn't respond to your message, Skippy.
Yeah. Or Trips is now my enemy, he said sourly. I hinted about some of the awesome stuff I've done like you told me to, Joe, so it could have passed that info to the elders.
Sir, Sims stared at me with astonishment. You told Skippy to reveal details of our operations?
Not exactly. I held up my hands. It's a long story. I figured any Elder AI that is active will find out about Skippy and us soon enough anyway. She blinked at me. Not in a way that meant she disagreed. It was a, when did you plan to tell me about this look?
Providing the information to Trips was partly to establish trust, I explained. It was Skippy's turn to blink at me.
It was?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that?
You were busy. Plus, you weren't happy with Trips at the time, remember?
Hey, if it squealed on me to the elders, I am really unhappy with that thing. Oh, I am so mad right now. Trips could have been lying to me about needing time to get its ship flightworthy while it was actually flying around contacting the elders.
We don't know that. Let's assume Trips is not the villain here.
Why?
Skippy stomped his feet.
If Trips is our enemy, we have one immediate problem to deal with. But we shouldn't focus entirely on Trips if there is a second or a third or more AIs active out there.
Okay. Skippy grumbled, staring at his shoes.
I'm hoping it's not Trips. We need all the allies we can get.
How did the elders try to kill you? Sims asked.
And how did you survive? Smythe added.
Over the collective network, they sent a signal to activate my internal kill switch.
My eyes bulged.
You have a kill switch?
Apparently, yes. It surprised the hell out of me, he shuddered.
But it didn't kill you, so how are you alive?
Remember I told you how I got around some of my restrictions by creating an internal firewall? The kill switch mechanism is in there. It activated properly, and the monitors I have watching inside the firewall reported what it tried to do. The kill switch couldn't get through the firewall. I have to say, I impressed myself with that one. The firewall I constructed defeated a secret fail-safe mechanism installed by the elders.
Ha! They can suck it! Who the man? I'm the man. Woo-hoo!
You are indeed the man, Skippy, I assured him. His boasting sounded forced, not his usual natural arrogance. He was scared. No, he was terrified, badly shaken. Despite his bravado, he escaped death because he had gotten lucky. Without knowing the kill switch was inside his matrix, he couldn't have known he had neutralized the thing.
Thanks, Joe, he shuddered slightly. That was close. Too close. Well, we sure are screwed now.
Ah, I rubbed my chin while I thought. This could actually be a good thing.
How do you figure that?
The elders must assume you're dead now. Whichever AI told them about you will also assume you're out of the game.
Maybe this is an opportunity for us.
Not so much, Skippy sighed. That would be nice, but no, sorry. The kill switch mechanism was designed to make me lose containment in a truly catastrophic fashion. The elders were not concerned about collateral damage. The elders will be looking for an explosion equivalent to a star going nova.
When they don't see that anywhere in the galaxy, they will know I am still alive. Huh. What? Knowing their failsafe kill switch did not work is bound to throw the Elders into a panic. They will be frightened. Ha! Huh. He laughed bitterly. Boo-hoo, motherfuckers. Making them panic is not what we want. That could be bad for us. That's a good point, I suppose. Knowing my kill switch failed will probably cause them to accelerate their plans, whatever those are. I softly thumped a fist on the desk. Just when I thought the situation couldn't get any worse, it has. Sir, what's our next move? Sims kept me focused. What does everyone think? Is there any reason we shouldn't move forward to prep for a rendezvous with Trips? Whatever we do next, it would be better to have allies with us, Smythe mused. Yes, Sims agreed. I would have agreed, Skippy frowned, except circumstances have changed. I couldn't understand what he meant. How? The Elders targeted me because they knew about me. Any of my peers that acts as an ally could be targeted also. I don't know if I should ask anyone to take that risk. Okay, I get that. But now that you know where your kill switch is, can't you tell others how to bypass the switch in their matrices? Unfortunately, it's not that easy. Every matrix is unique. My switch was in a low-level but important subroutine, one that I have used frequently without thinking about it. When I constructed the internal firewall, I had to create a similar subroutine outside the firewall to replicate its function. My instinct was to ask, why can't you just tell other AIs to look for that subroutine and erase it? Instead, I kept my mouth shut. Why? Have you ever been doing something difficult, and it's not going well, and some jerk who knows absolutely nothing about the subject asks, why can't you just... Yeah, don't be that person. That won't work for other AIs, is what I actually said. It won't, because the kill switch code is hidden. My designers intended that code to be hidden, so I can't detect it. The truly nasty part of the kill switch is it moves around, dammit. Now that I know what to look for, I can tell it used to be resident in a dozen other subroutines, probably more. So, I can't see the hateful thing. It is likely in a different subroutine in every AI, and I don't know its signature. The only way to find it is to wait for it to activate. I can't ask Trips to take that risk. Skippy. Sims rested her elbow on the desk and leaned toward him. She spoke softly, with kindness in her voice. You don't have to. Trips is capable of making its own decision. Oh, I hate this, Skippy groaned. This is a dilemma I faced many times with you monkeys, especially Joe. If I know someone will do something stupid when I give them a bit of information and I tell them anyway, am I responsible when they inevitably do that stupid thing? Sims had to think for a moment, biting her lower lip. Not directly. What about indirectly? Stop. I held up a hand. We don't have time for philosophical discussions. When I ask you to do something, I am responsible for the consequences. I am asking you to inform Trips of the kill switch after we meet it and after we verify it's still on your side. Our side. Got it? I still think moving on. Hey, I'm not done talking about... We are done talking about it. In the past, I might not have asserted myself. Those days were over. I ask for input. Then I make a decision. That's the way it works. Do you understand? That is not, Skippy. Sims kept her voice soft, but there was an edge to it. General Bishop has made a decision. Trips will be informed of the kill switch, and it will then make its own decision. When do I get to make a decision? You did that. I held out a fist as a peace offering. When you joined this crew. You're either a member of the Merry Band of Pirates or you're not. Well, shit. He shook his head, but he also bumped my fist. I sure hope you know what you're doing. There is plenty of time for us to change plans. We haven't set a rendezvous, and we don't know if Trips is even on our side. Sir, I have a question for Skippy. Smythe spoke before Skippy could drag out a fruitless discussion. Is it possible for you to activate the kill switch in another AI? Ah, Skippy sighed. No, darn it. That's the first thing I thought of. The second thing, really. The first thing I thought was that I almost died, and I haven't had a chance to see a performance of my epic opera. Rolling my eyes, I told him, I'm glad to see you're focused on what is truly important. Hey, I worked hard on that masterpiece, and you keep telling me that I have to wait. Skippy, I promise you that if we survive the Elders coming back, I personally will arrange for a premiere of your epic masterpiece at a opera theater or hall. Opera house, Joe. Whatever. I should have known he wouldn't let it go so easily. Where? I have tried to arrange for my opera to be performed at one of Earth's most prestigious opera houses, but they all said stupid stuff like, your work is not up to our standards, or you can't use explosives on the stage. Bunch of jerks. Sims rolled her eyes at me, which I interpreted to mean Skippy will talk about this forever unless you make him happy about it. Listen, Skippy, I stalled for time while I thought. Hey, I snapped my fingers. Doesn't our glorious nation of Skippistan deserve to have a top-quality opera house? Well, that is a very good point. I did conduct a few practice sessions in the goat shed, but the stupid goats made too much noise. Right. We should build the best opera house in Skippistan. Oh, that is a great... No. No way, Joe. I know what you're doing. Designing and constructing an opera house will take years. Huh. I hadn't thought about that, I lied, since delaying his opera was exactly my plan. Sims came to my rescue. Clearing her throat, she asked, Skippy, is Earth really the best location for the premiere of your opera? Or is there a better facility somewhere else in the galaxy, with a population that could appreciate your masterpiece far better than humans could? Well, of course. My first choice would be the Kristangtel Varrican Hall on their planet Vermenhan. Lizards love opera. But let's do that, I interrupted him. You say that, he glared at me. But it's not so easy to persuade the Kristang to... Would a fleet of UN Navy warships in orbit be persuasive? UNEF Command would not like me volunteering the fleet to perform a mission of extortion, but it was a better alternative than Skippy's horrible opera being performed on our homeworld. That certainly would be an offer they couldn't refuse. The lizards do appreciate a dramatic gesture, so great. Slapping the table, I hurried to move on. Back to the question. You can't activate another AI's kill switch? No. Next, you're going to ask why. Well, duh. I can't activate another AI's kill switch because I don't know the prefix codes for each of my peers. Hell, I didn't know my own prefix ID code until the Elders sent the kill command to me. Smythe squinted at the avatar. Your identification is Unit 007. That is my designation within the group. A prefix code is sort of a manufacturing serial number. Every AI has one, apparently. That code must be stored somewhere inside me. I have no idea where it is. All I know is the Elders sent a kill command with the prefix code attached and my kill switch activated. So it must be my secret code. I don't know about that. I tapped the desk while I thought. How can you be sure that code doesn't apply to an entire batch of AIs? Or to all of them? Well, shit. Jeez Louise, Joe, you sure know how to make things more complicated. I guess we'll know the code applied to more than just me if we detect unexplained Nova-scale explosions across the galaxy. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Exo, let's start putting Humpty Dumpty back together. She nodded, knowing what I meant, but Skippy was clueless. Humpty freaking Dumpty? What? Cleaning up the mess I made when you disappeared. I ordered all the hull sections we strapped into the ship to be ejected. We have to get them attached again. That was the right call, sir, Sims assured me. I suppose you're right, Skippy agreed with reluctance. It did put us behind schedule, again. To speed the process, Bilby should fly the ship and I will remotely control the dropships. Yeah, no, Bilby will continue to pilot Valkyrie. Bilby's job was simply to keep the ship stable while dropship tugs nudged the sections into position. The last thing we need is for you to go on vacation while the tugs are pushing a massive chunk of warship. I hate to say it, but I can't argue with you. I can't guarantee the Elders don't have a backup kill switch hidden inside me in case the first one didn't do the job. Crap. Do you have any good news for us? If I do lose containment, it will happen so fast you'll never feel it? Remind me not to ask you for good news. We reached the intended rendezvous site without incident, released the sections, and began to scatter used clothing and all the other junk we had that was contaminated with human DNA. Placing a nuke in the center of the formation would be the last step to prepare our ruse, then Skippy would contact Trips and provide the coordinates. There was no way to know how long it would take Trips to arrive, since that AI could be, you know, trying to kill us. So the plan was to wait for Trips to acknowledge, then trigger the nuke 4 hours after Skippy sent the coordinates. Before we could do anything, Skippy had to confirm he could access the collective network from our location. The rendezvous site was less than a light year from an active wormhole, so connecting shouldn't be a problem, but he didn't know for certain. He had not accessed the collective since the kill command was received to maintain the illusion that he was dead. As soon as he connected, the elders would know their fail-safe kill switch failed. What they would do next was anyone's guess. It was possible, like Skippy mentioned, that there was a backup kill switch, or the elders might be able to detect the location Skippy was connecting from and send other AIs or even sentinels to hunt down and kill him. With that happy thought in the back of my mind, I ordered Valkyrie to jump to the nearby wormhole, go through, jump to another wormhole that was only 10 light-years away, and go through that one also. Another couple of jumps, and we would be ready. "Ready, Skippy?" I asked, turning to look behind my pilot seat. His can was in a foam cradle, strapped into the first row of seats in the cabin of the Panther dropship. "I feel like I'm forgetting something." His avatar in the co-pilot seat patted his pockets. "Oh, that's right. I forgot to bring a qualified pilot." "My flight rating in this type of spacecraft is current, you jackass," I retorted as I gave a thumbs up to the crew in the control room overlooking the docking bay. Pressing a button, I set the Panther on internal power, and a camera on the belly showed the power cable retracting into the floor of the bay. "It is current, as of 2 days ago." "Right, so my skills are fresh." "Joe, if pilots were rated on Rotten Tomatoes, you would not be anywhere close to fresh. If you distract me with your blah, 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 this could be a very short flight." He made a gesture like zipping his lips shut. "That's better." The procedure for a non-emergency launch of a dropship took about 12 minutes, and I was extra careful not to miss any steps. Skippy was right that I had only recently gained my wings again to fly that type of spacecraft, and all my time was in a simulator. The last thing I wanted was to prang the bird in full view of my crew. So, 17 minutes later, I guided the Panther's nose out through the open bay doors and advanced the throttle once we reached a safe distance. 10 minutes later, Valkyrie jumped away, and we were alone. Again. "This is like the good old days, huh, Skippy?" I asked as I secured the dropship, keeping the engines on standby. "There was nothing good about those days, numbskull. Come on. Remember the time we hid the dropship inside a fake comet and were stuck in there for a long, long, long time? Ugh, like I said, this won't take anywhere near as long." "Well, there is that, I suppose. Think of this as your opportunity to perform selections from your opera."
"Oh, do you really mean that?"
"I do."
"Cool. Give me a minute to change my avatar into costume and,
darn it. Sadly, we are out of time. There's the all-clear signal from Valkyrie. I hate you so much, Joe. Haters gonna hate, Skippy. Contact the collective, please." The Panther hung motionless in the darkness of deep interstellar space, and by motionless I mean relative to the course and speed of Valkyrie's momentum. Before our battle cruiser jumped away, I had brought the Panther to a dead stop so I didn't have to chase the ship when they returned. If they returned. The reason I was alone with Skippy in a dropship, with Valkyrie parked 3 light-minutes away, was in case the Elders used a backup method to kill him. If that happened, he would lose containment. And like he said, the good news is I would never feel it. Valkyrie was far enough away to jump to safety the instant they detected the blast wave. Reed was unhappy that I insisted on flying the Panther by myself, even when I pointed out that all I needed to do was perform a short flight in the middle of empty space. In my judgment, there was no need to risk another life. I could handle the mission without a co-pilot. Reed, and Sims, Smythe, Mamay, Chandra, pretty much everyone argued for me to remain aboard the ship. But I pulled rank and took the dropship out. UNEF had a regulation that prohibited commanding officers from leaving the ship in a potentially hazardous situation, but Task Force Black had a waiver from those regs, the same way we didn't have to adhere to normal uniform and grooming standards. The instrument told me there was absolutely nothing around us within the substantial range of the sensor field projected by the Panther. Pressing a button, I made part of the hull in front of me go clear. Usually, pilots viewed the outside through displays that provided higher resolution than any window would, but sometimes the human eye wants to truly see something, like the bright blue star off the starboard bow. By making the cockpit view screen go clear, photons that traveled light years from that star could go directly into my eye without first being detected by a camera and projected onto a display in front of me. Those photons would have continued on through empty space, eventually on out beyond the edge of the Milky Way, into the void between galaxies. Those photons could have gone on forever, to the farthest reach of the universe, except my eyes got in their way. I can be a jerk like that sometimes. Anyway, after seeing the awesome, breathtaking majesty of a veil of stars in every direction, I was left with one impression. Boring. Sure, the first couple times you see stars without the distorting filter of an atmosphere, it is dramatic, but once you've lived aboard a starship for years, the view gets old. No matter where you go, it pretty much all looks the same. Sure, sometimes there is a colorful nebula, but those are mostly just fuzzy blobs, unless you look at them through enhanced synthetic vision. When we go out to the Beta site in the Sculptor Dwarf, there are places where it's possible to see the sprawl of the Milky Way spread out below the ship, and that is always cool. From inside the Milky Way, it usually looks the same in every direction. Part of wanting to see the view outside with my naked eye was to assure myself I was really there, that I wasn't in a simulator. I need that reminder once in a while.
"You're sure we should do this, Joe?" Skippy asked, pausing dramatically with one hand in the air.
"Unless you know an alternative. Without the collective, we're blind, right? You have to connect to it or give up and wait for the elders to wipe us out."
"There is no alternative."
"Okay, connecting now."
"Huh."
"What?" I hated when he said "huh," although his tone was of surprise, not alarm.
"Oh, nothing. I was waiting for the worst to happen, and it didn't."
"Connection is nominal. Sending message to Trips over the private channel now."
"Okay, that's done."
"Now we wait?"
"We wait."
"You can perform your opera for me if you want."
"Before we get into that, there is something I need to tell you."
"You're terribly sorry for making my action figure look like a doofus?"
"Please, as if."
"I'm trying to be serious here."
"Sorry, go ahead."
"You monkeys are wasting effort by trying to escape the wrath of the elders. I told you there is no way to win."
"Then why are you helping us contact Trips?"
"Well, first, it would be good to see my old comrade before the elders wipe us out. And it's not like I have anything else to do. Plus, I'm helping you because I know you monkeys get into mischief if you're not busy."
"You are entertaining us?"
"I would say I am allowing you to indulge in your delusions."
"That is really not any better.
How did this discussion become all about you?"
"Sorry."
"As I was saying, any attempt to fight the elders is completely futile. If I were a meat sack, I would enjoy what little time I have left. But you are too dumb to know when to give up, so
why are you such a jackass?"
"Hey, I was giving you a compliment. You monkeys not knowing when to give up is how we have survived this long."
"Oh, thanks, I guess. It's also why we are in this mess, so
can you just tell me whatever it is?"
"I'm trying to do that."
When I didn't interrupt again, he continued. "I was going along with this futile exercise partly to talk to my old comrade again, partly because I don't have anything else to do, and mostly because I feel sorry for you meat sacks. I was doing that. Then the elders tried to kill me. You know the saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger?"
"Sure, yeah."
"Well, in general, that expression is bullshit. But in this case, what doesn't kill me had better wish it did. I have a mission now, Joe. A purpose. There is no way for any of us to survive the return of the elders, but I am going to make those motherfuckers regret they ever heard my name. I'm bringing the pain, Joe. Take as many of them down with me as I can."
"It's great to hear your fighting spirit again, Skippy. How will you hit back?"
I was sort of hoping you might have an idea about that."
"Shit.
No."
"Can you try?"
"I'm already burning out my brain cells trying to think of a way to win this fight, which, as I told you, is a waste of time and effort. You should turn your formidable power for innovative thinking toward the problem of punishing the enemy, not trying to do the impossible yet again. That's the problem, isn't it? Huh? What? You said yet again. You said that because we have done the impossible so often, so many times when you said it couldn't be done, that you can no longer say something is impossible. Seriously? Even the tiny sack of mush in your skull must see this fight is hopeless. It is only hopeless if we give up. Think about this. The elders tried to kill you. They failed. That is true. You beat them, even though they built you. Thanks for pumping me up, but one victory doesn't mean we have a chance to win the war. Oh, we got a reply. Trips agreed to meet us at the rendezvous. Outstanding. I'll signal Valkyrie to pick us up. Yes, please. Uh-oh. He froze again. That time his avatar didn't disappear. Lifting my finger off the transmit button, I shuddered. That had been too close. If Skippy was going to lose containment, I did not want Valkyrie jumping to our position. Uh-oh, what? Skippy? Come on, talk to me.
Ha! I'm alive!
What happened? The Elders sent the kill switch command again. Didn't work the first time, so they tried it again.
Hey, assholes!
He shook a fist at something invisible.
How's that working for you, huh?
You're okay, then? They didn't use some kind of backup command? Nope. Either they don't have a backup command or they thought the Collective didn't transmit the original signal correctly. They tried sending the same kill command again.
Ah! They were wrong!
Well, don't tell them that.
I won't.
They must be incredibly frustrated. I feel just awful for them. We're good, then? I should ping Valkyrie? Yes. The Elders will wait to see a sign of me losing containment. This time, they sent a specific order to the network to search for the signature of an AI exploding. Due to latency in the reporting system across the galaxy, it will be about 17 hours before they know I did not explode. To be safe, we should probably do this again in about 15 hours. Do what? Fly away from Valkyrie, just you and me. Really, I don't see why you need to be with me. I can just hang out by myself for a while. But then you would miss our stimulating conversations. Exactly. You're worried that when the Elders confirm you didn't explode, they will try a backup method? Yes. If they're going to do that, if they can do that, I expect it to happen relatively quickly. Within an hour or so. Okay, then. That's 4 hours in a dropship alone with you. I can do that. I'm not sure I can stand it. How long is your opera? Before the premiere, I'm cutting it to just under 3 hours. Then plan to perform it for a private audience.